Warning, what you are about to hear is admittedly a little strange. And intentionally so. It's sort of an art experiment. Think of it as taking a bunch of pithy chicken soup for the soul type common sense wisdom quotes from General Conference, you know, some actual quotes, and then some sort of made-up quotes, and combine those with a bunch of actual chicken soup for the soul, ripped-off desk calendar page thingies, and maybe a half a dozen or so smashed fortune cookie fortunes, and then put those in a blender with some paper mache, tie-dye, drop it all in acid, and, that might explain what you're about to hear. So, turn off your mind, relax, and float downstream.
My beloved brothers and sisters, have you ever noticed how the divinely inspired messages from conference talks can pretty much be replaced by any random daily chicken soup for the soul desk calendar page thingy? How well would you do in a blind taste test? That's the question that Allison explores on today's quirky and spunky minisode. Guess who said it? I would be greatly remiss if I did not hear the Infants on Thrones intro now.
This is Infants on Thrones.
Minisode.
It's time to play Guess Who Said It, the game where you guess who said it. Jack Canfield, author of Chicken Soup for the Soul, or a general authority. Okay, ready to play? First quote.
Don't worry about failures. Worry about the chances you miss when you don't even try.
Who said it? You have 5 seconds. Now.
That was Jack Canfield, author of Chicken Soup for the Soul. Okay, next quote.
You have not failed until you quit trying.
If you guessed Gordon B. Hinckley, you're correct. And now for a short commercial break featuring some useful advice from the pulpit.
Generally, we are thinking of truth as a verbal truth that we speak. Oh, I spoke the truth, or I spoke a lie. These verbal truths, or verbal untruth.
Like a quote out of context, withholding the rest, so I can be free what you want to see. I got the gesture and sounds, got the timing.
Dear brothers and sisters, if you happen to be lucky enough to sleep in for an extra 15 minutes after your child has woken up, please don't be afraid to wake up and find that your child has smeared their poop all over their crib. It will sometimes happen that the little tot has managed to unhinge her diaper and begin her creative masterpiece. I promise you that when it does happen, it will make you want to vomit and get your child tested for some sort of psychological disorder. No need, sweet parents. This is totally normal. Clorox bleach is a gift from God, given to us for this purpose.
Thanks for that reassurance, Tommy.
And how old are you?
32.
Never.
I am.
Get away.
I am.
Well, what prize have you got your eyes on?
I have.
Ooh. Well, you've just won a trip to Denver and five others.
Oh, thank you.
And also, wait for it, you have been elected as independent candidate for Paddington.
Oh!
Look after yourself.
Get one of us for your trousers. Get one of us for your hair.
All right. Here's the next one.
Don't give up when the pressure mounts. Face your doubts. Master your fears.
That was our old friend Jeffrey R. Holland. Bless him. Okay, next quote.
Everything you want is on the other side of fear.
Jack Canfield gets it again. Phew, that was a tough round, wasn't it? We have to take another short break. Stay with us.
A dimension from where you can be aware what your mind is doing without being totally trapped in what your mind is doing. You can be aware of the flux of your emotions without being totally trapped inside your emotions.
Sisters, sweet sisters, let me talk to you a bit about the wonderful new body that you'll be given after you deliver a child. Like a butterfly emerging from a cocoon, virtually nothing about your body will be the same after you bear a child. You might think your new markings of stretch and more southerly lactation distribution centers are a bad thing. But I hope you can look at these changes as badges of honor and of courage. Have confidence. Be proud of your tummy, whether it's an adorable pooch, a delicious muffin top, or curve upon curve of plenty. Wear a bikini if you want to, and never apologize or make excuses for any part of your body ever again. Your wider hips are now the shoulders that will carry the weight of the world as you worry every single minute of every single day about your sweet little baby. But don't worry. This amount of worry is completely normal.
I make the most of it. I'm an extraordinary machine.
Wow. I wish I would have known those things 10 years ago. Thanks for the advice, sister. Gee, you sound like every single woman that's ever given a talk during General Conference. I don't know who you are, but thanks.
You know, you never know what's around the corner, but it's all good. You know, if you want the rainbow, you've got to put up with the rain. Do you know which philosopher said that? Dolly Parton. Yeah. And people say she's just a big pair of tits.
Can you guess who said this little nugget?
The meaning of self-esteem is to feel lovable and capable. As parents, we must love our children unconditionally and give them a sense of being nurtured. That's the lovable part. Then, we must provide structure, rules, boundaries, daily or weekly household tasks that give them a sense they're making a contribution. That's what helps kids grow up feeling capable.
That's correct. It's Jack Canfield. Really good advice. Thanks, Jack. It's time for another break. And stay tuned, because this time it has to do with bedroom business.
Girl, tonight we're gonna make love. You know how I know? Because it's Wednesday. And Wednesday night is the night that we usually make love. Monday night is my night to cook. Tuesday night we go and visit your mother. But Wednesday we make sweet weekly love. It's when everything is just right. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your after work social sports team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh boy, it's all on.
Brothers and sisters, I now speak to you about a somewhat sensitive matter.
Take it on.
Sexual relations between lovers can be a wonderful, beautiful thing. But they can also be as raunchy, dirty, or adventurous as you'd like.
Baby, take it all off.
As long as both partners are first comfortable with it and both consent,
I want you the way you came into the world,
then there is no sexual act that can be deemed as wrong.
I don't want to feel no clothes.
If it is between lovers.
I don't want to see no panties.
And please remember, she comes first.
Alder Oaks, I had no idea you were so progressive. And now, back to the show. All right, guess who said this?
You rock a sobbing child without wondering if today's world is passing you by, because you know you hold tomorrow tightly in your arms.
Did you guess Elder Neil A. Maxwell? No? You should have. It's time for our last commercial break. This message is brought to you by my favorite, the Silver Fox himself.
Life flies by in seconds.
It is now to the men that I would like to speak on the topic of caring for children. You are, by nature, fantastic at nurturing. And if you feel you're not, then all it takes is a little practice. Your caring spirits might be hidden a bit below the surface because of years of being told to be tough and strong. And some people might have made you feel inadequate as a nurturing force in the world. But, brethren, just because you have no mammary glands doesn't mean you can't nurture your children just as well as the women in your life. Test it out, and I think you will find this to be true.
Nobody else is ever gonna see but you and me. My little girl.
Meanwhile, high in the Swiss Alps, two elderly Scotchmen munch on a rare cheese.
Wonderful stuff, this, Agnes.
Aye, it's wonderful stuff.
Well, I hope you enjoyed playing with us tonight. And remember, as Jack Canfield says, you don't need coffee. Nobody needs coffee. You can get along without it. Or was that Hinkley? Well, thanks for playing Guess Who Said It. Brought to you by Infants on Thrones. Talking out of our asses since 2012.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Hi, this is Hillary.
Matthew Ryan.
Carol.
Keith.
Ashley.
And I like to play bingo online while listening to Infants on Thrones.
You can comment on this episode on the website, infantsonthrones.com.
And if you really like what you hear, give the Quorum a 5-star rating and write a short review on iTunes.
I did.
Anyone for the closing prayer?
Spell out. Well, how old are you?
Fire teacher.
Well, you won a prize.
They'd like to thank you.
We'd like to thank you.
Thank you.
For listening to Infants on Thrones. Infants on Thrones.
And now, what nonsense sounds like.